Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So today I want to talk about developing customs. Amen. Developing what? Developing customs. Let us look at this scripture that is in Luke. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. This speaks of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. It says, did you find it? And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he went to the synagogues as his custom. Just underline as his custom. There are certain things that you will do sometimes because it's your custom. You know, sometimes when things are hard and difficult in life to do anything, there are things that you will do because it's your custom. I hope I'm talking to somebody. The importance of developing customs. Say the importance of developing customs. You see, if going to church is your custom, you will go even when you do not feel like, because it is in your blood. Okay. Are you here? Say the importance of developing customs. Now, if you look at the what we call interlinear, which means that the Greek, when it looks at the Greek meaning of this. Okay, let me see here. Okay. The word they use for custom is ito. Say ito. Say ito. It means to be accustomed. To be accustomed. It means the behavior based on tradition or custom. Good. This is a behavior that you do, you behave because you are used to it. Are you hearing me? Because you are what? Because you are used to it. Doing what one is accustomed to on the basis of habit or tradition. Amen. The reason why some of us do not succeed in life is because we have not developed customs, habits, and traditions, which are godly. The reason why we don't succeed in our spiritual life is because we have not developed customs, traditions, and habits that are godly. Look at your neighbor. The reason why we fail is because we do not develop these habits. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, listen to this. Scientists or neuroscientists, they say that 70% of our behaviors are controlled by habits. 70% of what you do. In other words, even if you say, I'm going to do it. If it's not in the 70%, you're not going to do it. Is it the right group I'm supposed to speak to? It's like you say, what is he talking about? 70% out of 10 of the things we do will be the things we don't think about. Habits are things you don't think about. You don't plan. You just do. Amen? So if you are a Christian and you do not want to take advantage of a 70%, then you are in trouble. That's why people say, I won't do it again, or I will do it. But it is only in the 30%. You're not going to do it. I'm going to pray more. If it's in the 30%, you're not going to do it. Look at your neighbor. You see why we do not do the things that we want to do. Look at your neighbor. You see why? Do you see why we do the things that we don't want to do? Because Paul says the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I do are the things I don't want to do. Why? Because the things that you want to do are in the 30%. The things that you don't want to do are in the 70%. Can I talk to somebody in the house? Until you change that around, you will keep doing the things that you don't want to do. Because 70% of our lives are controlled by habits. Routines, things that you don't think you keep doing. Hallelujah. You see, there's a route that I normally use when I go to work. Amen? So every morning I turn right somewhere. But if I happen to be driving in the one morning and I'm not going to work, I will go the same route if I'm not thinking. I'm going to turn. Oh, who knows what I'm talking about? Do you know it? Why? Because it's a habit. Hallelujah. Most of the things we do are on autopilot. We don't think about them. We just do them. So the things that are habits, you are going to find it hard to overcome if you don't like them. So the first thing would be to break them. Amen? And replace them with what you want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus had a custom. What was his custom? To go to the synagogues. What was Jesus' custom? To go to the synagogues. So to him, the Bible says it was a habit. He did not have to plan. He did not have to think about it. He wakes up. It's Saturday. He goes. If you are a Christian and you have to think about church, you have a problem. Say, neighbor, lau kasiri amen. No problem. If you are a what? If you're a Christian, you have to think about church, you have a problem. How many people have you? Why didn't you come to church? Oh, ish. You have a problem. Amen. Say, neighbor, don't look down. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. I see you keeping yourself busy like you are writing. He's talking to you. You have to think about church. You have a problem. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, it was a habit to be in church. It was a habit. Why didn't you come to church? I was doing my washing. You have a problem. I was doing my washing. It's a problem. Because it is not your custom. Amen. I will say amen for myself. Amen. If nobody can say amen here, yeah, I will do it. I will say amen after prayer. I'll say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, neighbor, you have a problem. Ha. Jesus Christ, it was a custom. Go to Saturday, the Sabbath day to him. It was just church. He wakes up in the morning. He thinks nothing but what? But church. The Bible says, as it was accustomed. Amen? It was his what? If you want your life to change, develop customs that you want. Habits, say when all the battle, and your custom, the habits that you want, you must develop them. 70% of what we do is controlled by habits. We don't think. Amen? Hallelujah. We don't do what? We don't think. Until somebody tells you one day, are you aware you do this and this? Nah. Do I do that? Yeah, you do that. There are a lot of us with habits that are annoying, are irritating habits. When people say, hey, we're not yet a soul, so you say, no, me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
So, most of our awake life is controlled by what? They are on autopilot. Say they are on autopilot. But the nice thing is you decide what goes into the autopilot. You decide. But you see, breaking old habits is hard. Forming new habits is also not easy. Am I talking to somebody here? Look at this young man. Look at Daniel. Amen? Daniel, in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, let's read from Daniel chapter 6 from verse 10. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 10. Daniel 6, 10. Have you got it? Daniel 6, 10. It says, Daniel always prayed to God three times every day. Say always. It was his what? His custom. Say it was his custom to pray how many times a day? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, how many times do you pray? A week. Let's make it a week. Because a day is going to be hectic. Let's make it a month then. Let's make it a month. How many times do you pray a month? Three times every day he bowed down on his knees to pray and praise God. Amen? Even though Daniel heard about the new law, he still went to his house to pray. Come on, clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, this law said if you continue to bow to another God and not this one, things are going to happen to you. Hallelujah. But Daniel continued even when there was pressure to do that. Why? Because it was a habit. Are you here? Am I talking to somebody here? Even when it was difficult for him, he was facing challenges, he was risking his life, but habits will not allow him to stop. Okay. You know, there are certain things that we say we are going to do. Can I talk about tithing? Please show me. Look at your neighbor. Can you talk about tithing? Am I allowed to talk about tithing? Is it a yes? 10%. Many of us, when we are faced with challenges, we don't pay tithe. Because it's not a habit. A habit, you don't think about it. It's a habit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let me put it like this. Why don't you tell yourself that you are earning 10% less? Because if it's a habit, it means it's not there. It's not even in your salary. It's gone before you even know about it. Problem, if I'm earning 10,000, I plan on 10,000, not on 9,000. Because it's not a habit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you in the house of God? I know tithing does not bless many people when you talk about it, but I'm just talking about it. Amen? It's like you are touching the wrong buttons. You're going for the red buttons now. Now you're looking for trouble now. Now you're looking for trouble now. I must stay out of that place. Amen.
Amen.
Say habits.
Habits.
Now, This young man, even when there was pressure for him not to do it, it was in him. He could not do without. It's like asking him, don't breathe. Hallelujah. Say never, is it a habit for you to breathe? Or you think about breathe, you say, okay, now I'm going to breathe. Okay. You just breathe, isn't it? So it was like asking him not to breathe. He continued breathing. Amen? He went up to the upper room of his house and opened the windows that faced towards Jerusalem. Then Daniel bowed down on his knees and prayed just as he always had done. Amen. We don't do the things that we want to do when we are faced with difficulty because they are not habits. We are not convinced that they are so important. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I started ministry, actually even well before I started the church, before we started the synagogues, when I was preaching in other places and I was an elder, okay? Like I was just a minister in those churches. It was impressed in my spirit that I mustn't eat in the morning before I preach. Hello? Even today, I don't eat. For many years, I don't eat in the morning. My kids are here, they'll tell you. I don't eat in the morning. For years, I mean, I'm talking about 15 years, I don't eat Sunday morning when I preach. It's so hard, even when I'm not preaching, it's hard to eat. Because my system is no longer used to food on Sunday morning. I tried once or twice, I think, but the food doesn't allow me to. The body doesn't allow the food. I feel like I've done something wrong. Because it is Sunday. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, my wife wasn't doing that because it was not her thing, isn't it? It wasn't a thing. So it was the thing that was revealed to me, Akir. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
It was a thing revealed to me. So I'm not preaching it as a doctrine. I'm not saying every preacher must not do it. For me, it was revealed, and there was a reason for that. I'll tell you that. Amen?
Amen?
But you see, now my wife tells me, because you know that now she's in charge of the Sonle Park route. Amen?
Amen?
The first day she preached, the first day she was going to preach, she tried to eat. She couldn't eat on that morning. She couldn't. She said, I tried to eat. I don't know. And I remember that you don't eat. Hallelujah. So now she doesn't eat on Sunday mornings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm told of one visiting pastor. One morning, this was a young pastor visiting an older pastor to preach. And now, in the morning, they made him food. They made him breakfast. And the young man said, I don't eat before I preach. They said, wow. So they went to the service, and the young man preached, and apparently the sermon did not go very well. After the service, the older pastor said to him, I think you should have had your breakfast, young man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, now here's the thing. Why don't I eat? Now, this is what I believe from the beginning when I started, that my communication with the Spirit of God is in this area. Amen? That's why the Bible says that out of our bellies flow rivers of living waters. Out of what? So what is the rivers of the living water? It's the Spirit himself. So if rivers are going to flow, which is my preaching the word, is the rivers flowing. If my belly is full of pap, what will flow out? Pap. If my belly is full of cabbage, You are going to get cabbage. Out of what? The belly flows rivers. I don't want to block the flow with my pap. I mean, when you preach with a full stomach, honestly, you can feel that something's not wrong. It's not right. If you were to be honest, when you preach with the, you know, it's like, hey, I don't know how to explain it to you. I hope somebody's convinced today not to eat when they preach. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. No, not that every Sunday shouldn't. I'm talking about preaching. Amen. So it's a habit that I don't think about. When it's Sunday, my body says it's Sunday, man. Forget it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's what? It's Sunday. We are not eating. And I'm okay until after service. Then I get hungry after service. It's a habit. Why? Because I see what. You see, if you don't see why you are doing things, if you are just copying people, you are not going to succeed. So one of the ways to develop habits is to know why you are doing them. Be convinced that it's necessary. Amen? Amen? Some people just see, I mean, I don't know about this young man, but you just see people not eating before they preach. Lou, now you just not eat. You don't have your revelation. You don't have, you know what I mean? So for me, it's not even a choice. I know it's in me. I've not eaten Sundays when I preach for many years. It's in me. I know somebody might say, yo, howdy, yo. I mean, like some of us already right now, what time is it? It's hectic already. You feel our yo. It's tough. Amen? Is it true? Hallelujah. Now, so this young man, since he was young, remember during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Daniel lived through about 5 kings. He outlived all of them. Amen? Almost 5 kings. So during the time of Nebuchadnezzar, you remember what Daniel did. Hallelujah. And even now, it's another king, is Darius. He still continues. When he went to Babylon, he was only 14 years old. He was a boy. He was a teenager. And a startup developer, these habits. Look at your neighbor. The sooner you start, the better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something like this. You know, when you start learning things when you're old, it's a bit difficult. Amen? Start early. And then they become part of you. Amen? And, you know, when you talk about success is based on the things that you do repeatedly. Success is based on the things that you do repeatedly. Am I talking to somebody here? Excellency as well is not going to be something that you do. Things you do routinely all the time, you become better and better and better at them. Amen? So there is no excellency without this behavior of repeating things and habitually doing things. Hallelujah. That is why when they are looking for people, they'll say, we want experience. What do they mean by experience? They want somebody who has made many mistakes. Repeatedly, repeating until he perfected it. Amen. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Amen. Say habits are important. If you want to succeed, develop habits. Hallelujah. Amen. So you will see the importance of developing habits just now. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you in the house of God? So habits are learned behaviors that we regularly demonstrate. They are practically second nature. Amen? Amen? And they don't require much thought to complete. You just go. Amen? Amen? Fill your life with habits, godly habits. You will see yourself succeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here? Amen. Are you here? Amen. Now, why are they important? What are the benefits? Number one, they keep you going when motivation is low. Habits will keep you going. Even when usaboni libaka. You see, when you if prayer is a habit, when you face difficulty, you still pray. Some people, when they are in trouble, they don't pray anymore. They don't pray. They say it's hard. It's hard to pray. Is it true? When people are finding it hard, their difficulties, I can't even pray. Have you heard that before? They say, I can't even pray. Hey, is it a habit to you? If it's a habit, you pray even when it is hard to pray. Oh, Jesus. Because your body will push you to that room even when you are not thinking. Because it's a habit. Habits are powerful. Take advantage of habits. Look at it and say, take advantage of habits. Use habits to help you. Stop saying, I'm failing. Hallelujah. Develop habits. Am I teaching you something today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. They will help you. Why? They will help you. Even when the motivation is low, you will do what you need to do. Because habits keep your life going. Look at the neighbor. Say, habits are supposed to keep your life going. Hallelujah. Amen. They will keep you going even when the motivation is very low. Hallelujah. Amen. Habits will help you establish consistency in your life. Oh, Jesus. Say, neighbor, on and off, on and off, on and off. Oh, you're now away. Look at your neighbor. Say, you are on, off, on, off, off. Sometimes you don't know Umzalwani or Umzalwani. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Christians know you. Non-believers also know you. Amen. You are popular both sides. Amen. You are famous both sides. Amen. They miss you both sides. Amen. Say, neighbor, they miss you both sides. When you are at church, the other ones say, where is he? When you are on this side, they say, where is he? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, habits will help you to be consistent. Amen. You see us doing the same things that we have been doing for years is habits. Not that we don't feel like coming to preach. Sometimes I feel like I don't want. Really, I don't want. I don't feel like it. I don't want to see those people. Are you hearing me? Amen. That time is hard, it's tough. And before I know it, I'm bathing. Where are you going now? Hallelujah. Because I can't help it. I don't know. I think I'll get sick if I don't come here to do this. Amen. If you ask me, why do you keep doing these things? You don't get tired. It's a habit. I can't help it. I'm not going to pretend to you that I don't feel like it. But I do it. I mean, I look at the distance I travel here. Say, so far. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You look at the money you put for petrol. You say, oh. But you see, something is driving me, the habit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When the stakes are low, when it is hard, you need the habits to propel you. Amen. Say, neighbor, when the stakes are low, when it is hard, you need what? Habits. To propel you forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to do things even when you don't feel like if they are the right things to do. Amen. 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 Look at us, say, neighbor, mpona mo every Sunday. I can't help it. I cannot help it. I cannot help it. Is this thing that I've done. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? Amen. Now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three. Good habits will lead you to a better quality of life, whether we are talking about Christian life or when we are talking about physical life. Amen. Any kind of life, Christian, physical, natural, spiritual, the habits will help you. Amen.
Amen.
If you want a better quality of spiritual life, you need habits. What are the habits? Prayer, reading the Bible, quiet time. Amen. Or meditation on the Word of God. Are you hearing me? Amen?
Amen?
And doing what? Meeting with Christians, fellow Christians. Encouraging each other. Those are the habits. What are the habits? Prayer? Reading the Word? Quiet time or meditation? And fellowshipping. Hallelujah. And finally, participating. If you do those habits, you will do well for your Christian life. The same thing with the physical life. Habits. Habits of not eating junk food. Habits of not eating chocolate. Amen is gone. Chocolate. Maguinya. Cook sisters. Acha. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Drowning your meat and everything you cook in oil, drowning it. Say never, drowning the things we eat in oil, like they are crying for survival. Drowning them in oil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You tell yourself that from now, I boil things. That's a good habit. We boil things in the house. We boil it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more oil in my house. Hallelujah. Those are the habits. Hallelujah. You have to tell yourself that these are the new habits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
So, good habits will lead to a better quality of life, whether spiritual or whether physical. Amen?
Amen.
Exercise, for instance. It's hard in the beginning, but with time, you can't help it. You'll find yourself waking up in the morning and going out. Is it not true? It's true. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by the way, sometimes the kind of food we eat is a reflection of our ill health. Sometimes eating junk food is a sign that you're not healthy. Why am I saying that? Try this. Try exercise consistently. I'll show you for how long just now. Amen. And see your appetite changing. Okay. When you exercise, your appetite is going to change. You'll start craving for green things. Oh, Jesus. You see, green salad, if you don't exercise, is hard. You need faith to eat it. Hallelujah. And you also need to close your eyes and believe and imagine that you are eating something better. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's a sign of what? Ill health. So the things that we do sometimes is a reflection of who we are. Is there amen in the house? Hallelujah. I've seen it over many years. There are things I try to eat is hard. But the day I start exercising, hey, I feel that this thing, I want this one. I want this, I want this, I want this. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say benefits of habits.
Benefits of
what?
Habits.
Benefits of habits. So good habits will lead to a what? To a better quality of life. Hallelujah. Say a better quality of life. Say a better quality of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. We looked at three things. One, the benefits of habits. Number one, they keep you going when motivation is low, when you don't feel like it. Don't we want that? To do the things that are good for you even when you don't feel like them. Is that what you want to do? Number two, they help you establish consistency, which is a problem. We are not consistent. Amen? Rajampa-jampa, bazalan. Rajampa-jampa. We are not reliable. You know, people, that you don't even, you can't say for sure, this person, I will meet this person here for sure. No, you can't. You just say, we'll see if this person will show up. Hello?
Amen.
We just say, Ratabona. Ratabona Rufitile. Utengor hai, we'll see. Because they're not consistent. When somebody say, hey, pastor, I will do this, you say, oh, okay, I need to pray also. I'll add prayer to your promise. For God to help you.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here? People are not consistent. You cannot say for sure this will happen. No. That is why people don't start. If you're not consistent in one thing, you won't be consistent in everything else. Hello.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Is somebody learning something here?
Amen.
Amen. Number two, number three, we said good habits do what? They lead to a better quality of life. Amen?
Amen?
Now, how can we form this habit? How can we form this habit? In the secular world, people have done things, have done researches and all that. Hallelujah. But I will tell you what my mother-in-law told me one day. Not my mother-in-law, my spiritual mother. My spiritual mother told me one day. And since then, I really believed it. And when research agrees with this, and I say my spiritual mother was correct. Because she said to me, if you can do anything for 3 months, you'll continue doing it. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Say 90 days.
90 days.
Say 90 days.
90 days.
Now, it is said that there is a 2190 rule. Say 2190 rule.
2190.
According to the world. Amen?
Amen.
It means that if you habits will be formed after 21 days of consistently doing something. 21 days. Hallelujah. In other words, what they did was to ask people after dinner or before dinner to walk around the table before they sit. Walk, sit, walk, sit. After 21 days, people were starting to do it automatically without being told, go around and sit. Hello.
Amen.
So this is what the scientists and neuroscientists say. Amen?
Amen?
That if you do things consistently for 21 days, you will have a habit. But they say it takes 3 months or 90 days for it to form. For it to be solid. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say 3 months.
Three months.
You will need. to do this. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say 3 months. Yeah, so consistently every day for 3 months, do something, you will see develop it as a habit. In other words, you have to be every day reminding yourself. So there are 3 things that you can do to remind yourself. Amen? To do something. Are you ready for this? There are 3 R's. Say 3 R's. The first R is a reminder. Amen? Or a trigger. Let me put it like this to you. If you want to pray every time, to read the Bible every time, in the morning when you wake up, all right, put the Bible on the side table, on the pedestal, on the side where you know you wake up. So when you wake up, you know I wake up facing this way. You put a Bible there. The first thing you see when you wake up is the Bible. It's a trigger. So why is the Bible here? It will remind you I have to be read before you wake up. Amen. So you put a trigger. Sometimes, just put a sticker on the fridge if the fridge is your problem. You put a sticker there. That asks you, have you prayed today? I mean, that reminder, you're going to see it 10 times, I'm sure. Have you prayed today? And then you go and pray. So you put a reminder. Now you have to firstly decide what are the things that are important in your life. You must sit down and take the stock of your life. The things that you don't like in your life, that have resulted in your life and all the failures in your life, the disappointments, go and make a list of those things. Our lives are so different. Amen? Amen. You know where you want to go to. You know what are the things that will get you there. You know, for instance, that your spiritual well-being is the reason why you cannot move. You know that without you being spiritually mature and strong, you cannot see the things that God has in plan for you. Why? Because it is in this maturity that we meet him. And that's where he's going to tell us who we are, where we are going, and how we should get there. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it making sense to somebody? So the first thing that is important is set a reminder. Amen?
Amen.
Set what? Set a reminder. Amen? So many years, when I started, I was struggling. Sometimes I would eat. I'm telling you the truth. I would eat and feel so bad. And ask God, forgive me. I'm going to preach and I've eaten. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by God's grace, God helped me. Amen? That every morning, for me, Sunday morning when I wake up, it's a different day. Amen?
Amen.
It's not, if I'm not going to work, I know there's something else today. It's a different day. Hallelujah. For me, it was a quick reminder because it's a Sunday. When I wake up Sunday, what is Sunday? I cannot do what I do every day when I go to work. Amen?
Amen.
For me, it was a quick reminder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here? So you need to set what?
A trigger.
Say a trigger.
A trigger.
I cannot hear you.
A trigger.
Number one is a trigger. Okay. Number two is to develop a routine. In other words, there are things that you do first. Amen?
Amen.
Before you do anything, they must be first. So if for instance, it's the first thing is a Bible reading, it must be a Bible reading. Amen?
Amen?
If for you, the first thing in the morning is to stretch, to stretch, to stretch, and then after stretching is the Bible, then it's a routine. Amen?
Amen?
If you develop a system of doing things in the certain order, you are likely to continue doing them. It becomes programmed in you. Hallelujah. That from this one, I'm going to this one. Say, it becomes programmed in me to do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number three, look for reward. Say, look for reward. Now, the reward is very important. Amen?
Amen.
Apart from the motivation of doing it, why you are doing what you are doing. For instance, for health, that's why are you eating well? It's because you want a better health, isn't it? But also, a reward. A reward will be, you feel like you are lighter, isn't it? You are lighter, you are no longer always tired and all that. The same thing with reading the Bible and meeting God in the morning. See the reward. For instance, now with the midnight prayers we are doing, people are seeing that during the day their lives are better. People are testifying that the things that they have planned are coming to pass. Before, they will be frustrated. You will plan to go there, something happens. Amen? So these are the rewards you look for. When I preached with a full stomach, I realized that I'm not connecting very well to the Spirit. I'm struggling. Amen? I'm not flowing nicely. I'm connecting easy. But when I have a full stomach, I realize that, I stop and I feel I'm waiting. I could see something is blocking. Then I knew that, oh no, if I want to serve God well, if I want to be able to minister to the children of God well, I must stop eating completely. Amen? So today for me, it's normal. I can't eat. For many years, I can't eat before. And this is the reason behind the success of my preaching. I'm not eating. Hallelujah. Amen. And every time I preach, it's like it's God himself speaking to you. Because my stomach is not full of other things. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Say reward. Say look for a reward. See things in your life that have come about because of this changed habit in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they are there. I can tell you, if you look for them, you will see them. You will see them. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are the other things you can do? Make it a daily thing. Make it a daily thing. Another thing, make it a daily thing. Number four. What are the other things that you can do? You can pair it with the habits that you like. Yeah, do it when you're doing something that you like. It will help you. Amen?
Amen?
Another one, remove temptation. Now, if you want to stay away, the habit of not, a new habit of being, or staying away from alcohol and all that, for instance, just make sure that you change your roots. Amen? Those things will help you, amen, to stick to your habit, amen. If you want to eat healthy, make sure that you don't have funny things in your fridge, in your home. When you buy, don't buy things that will tempt you. Don't include them in your grocery. Hello?
Amen.
So you don't include them. So these things will help you to keep your habit, amen. If you have to look for something, it tends to demoralize you. And you just stop. Amen?
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
So say temptations. Remove them. Amen.
Amen.
And finally, lean on a sister or a brother to help you. You can start things with somebody and say, let us do this. Every day, let's talk about running in the morning. Get a running partner. Okay? So your running partner, when you cannot wake up, is going to knock on your house. And say, hey, it's time to go. Your partner will, the same thing with the spiritual things. Amen?
Amen?
Get somebody to help you. My friend, I don't want to do this. So when you go to the restaurant, when you buy certain things, your friends say, you remember you said we don't do this. Okay, I remember now. Okay? So get a friend, get a brother, get a sister to help you. Hallelujah. Remember this, that when things are tough, it's your habits that will keep you going. It's not the things that you try hard to think and do, are the things that you're programmed to do that will make sure that you keep doing them. Hallelujah. Why don't we stop what we are doing even when we don't feel like? It's because they have become part of us. They have become habits. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did we help somebody today?
Amen.
Did we help somebody?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel could still do that when he was faced with death, because he could not help it. It was in him. You too, you will do this only if it is in the system.
Amen.
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 You will do it.
Amen.
When there is no reason to do it anymore. You know, when you feel like God is not answering my prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You feel like God is not answering my prayers. Why should I pray? I'm praying because it is in me to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My life is getting even harder the more I pray, but I can't help it because it is in my blood to do this. I'm giving because it is in my blood. Do I have a lot of money? No. It's in my heart. It's in my blood. It is a habit. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we have come to the end of the teachings. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that this is going to help you. Hallelujah.